Good morning. This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. I'd like to tell you today a little bit about a Wisconsin nonprofit organization called Greenfire. I'll quote from their website. Wisconsin's Greenfire's members represent extensive experience in natural resource management, environmental law and policy, scientific research, and education. Our members have backgrounds in government, non-governmental organizations, universities and colleges, and the private sector. We also have general members who support our work financially or with other skills. And from their website, they say, Wisconsin's Greenfire Voices for Conservation was founded in 2017 to promote science-based practices and a long-term vision in environmental protection and natural resources management. Through our strong and growing membership of conservation professionals and committed citizens, Wisconsin's Greenfire seeks to restore and strengthen Wisconsin's tradition as a national conservation leader. Since our founding, Wisconsin's Greenfire has become a go-to organization providing science-based information to policymakers, state and local agencies, and citizens who care about our conservation tradition and sustaining our natural resources, unquote. While I was browsing their website to see what papers they have published and what they're up to, I found, among many others, these titles: Monroe County Climate Readiness and Rural Economic Opportunity, Meeting Wisconsin's Deer Conservation Challenges, Wetlands and Waterways in Wisconsin, and Creating a Shared Vision for Wolves in Wisconsin. We are fortunate that these scientists have gathered together to continue their dedication to furthering excellent natural resources management for all of us in this beautiful state. I encourage you to take some time and look at wigreenfire.org. If you can, join up and support their work. And in my browsing, I found an editorial written by Kurt Meine. I hope you heard me read his foreword to the book Afield. That was number 22 on the archive podcast on the WDRT website. Kurt is a conservation biologist, environmental historian, and writer, and a member of Wisconsin's Greenfire Science Council. One of Kurt's most recent books is Aldo Leopold, His Life and Work. In this opinion piece, titled The Pren Decision, Backdrop to a Breakdown, and published July 6th of 22, on the website under Our Work and then Our Portfolio, you'll find it there. In this piece, he describes the implications of a recent Wisconsin Supreme Court decision to allow Fred Pren to remain on the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board despite his term expiring in May of 2021. And we hear, as Kurt writes, quote, the basic historical context of the matter at hand. That context is not only relevant, but essential to understanding, alas, the depth to which partisan interests have dragged Wisconsin's legacy of leadership in natural resource policy and management, unquote. This is the editorial. On July 1st, the Wisconsin Supreme Court handed down a decision allowing Fred Pren to remain on the 7-member Wisconsin Natural Resources Board that oversees the State Department of Natural Resources. Pren's 6-year term expired on May 1st, 2021. The case came before the court because of Pren's unwillingness to step down and the state Senate's refusal to hold hearings on Governor Evers' nomination of a successor. Now, the court's sharply split decision has added yet another chapter to the sorry story of deepening division that has marked Wisconsin conservation politics for a generation. Wisconsinites of all political bents, stripes, and backgrounds have a stake in the integrity and legitimacy of those who oversee our natural resource policies and administration. Moreover, the court decision involves far more than the fate of the Natural Resources Board. We are all harmed when basic fairness, decency, and commitment to the public interest become victims once again to unchecked political power. The decision contributes to the further breakdown of our system of representative government. As Justice Rebecca Dallet stated in her dissenting opinion, the decision, quote, steers our state's government directly into disorder and chaos, threatening the fragile separation of powers central to its functions, unquote. For all these discouraging reasons, the court's decision made state and national headlines. However, neither the decision itself nor media coverage of it has provided the basic historical context of the matter at hand. The context is not only relevant but essential to understanding, alas, the depth to which partisan interests have dragged Wisconsin's legacy of leadership in natural resource policy and management. In July 1927, Wisconsin's leading conservation advocates within and outside state government came together to establish the Wisconsin Conservation Department, WCD, forerunner to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, WDNR. In a time of depleted forests, decimated wildlife populations, and widespread degradation of the state's soils and waters, the need for reform and coordination of Wisconsin's scattered conservation efforts was urgent. The effort was led especially by the Isaac Walton League, at the time the largest conservation organization in Wisconsin, with some 12,000 members in 100 chapters around the state. The leaders of the movement included Milwaukee and Haskell Noyes, Door County State Assemblyman Frank Gross, Horicon Marsh champion Lou Radke, and Madison attorney William Aberg, and Aldo Leopold. The 1927 legislation creating the department instituted a governing conservation commission of six citizens nominated by the governor and approved by the legislature. They were unpaid and appointed to staggered, overlapping six-year terms. In a compromise, three commissioners were to come from northern Wisconsin and three from the south. The commission in turn selected the secretary of the department. The aim of this arrangement was to prevent any one governor from having undue influence on the department administration, especially given that Wisconsin governors then served two-year terms. It favored continuity in policy, a necessity given the need for long-term perspectives, programs, and investments in restoring and stewarding the state's natural assets. It buffered the commission, secretary, and department from the direct influence of powerful special interests, the bane of previous conservation efforts in Wisconsin. It reinforced the independence of a well-qualified professional department secretary. The bill explicitly called for the commission to choose, quote, a person having executive ability and experience, special training and skill in conservation work, unquote. These provisions reflected Leopold's innovations when he worked towards similar policy reforms in New Mexico before relocating to Wisconsin in 1924. The commission structure remained largely intact through the 1967 reorganization that combined the old WCD and the Department of Resource Development into the WDNR. The Natural Resources Board now includes seven members. In 1995, Governor Tommy Thompson and a compliant state legislature did away with the independence of the DNR secretary through the budget process, making it an appointed cabinet position. Governor James Doyle, when presented with the opportunity to reestablish the independent secretary in the 2000s, chose not to. The administrative structure, first put into place almost a century ago, endured far-reaching changes in society, in the political parties, and in environmental conditions and needs. For decades, it served to make Wisconsin a national and global leader in effective conservation and environmental policy. It was great while it lasted. The commitment to fair process, science-informed policy, and respectful debate once shared across Wisconsin's political aisle, has been eroding for a long while. And now we see how rank craving for political power can exploit weak spots in even the strongest policy-making framework, leaving authorities unaccountable. With the state Supreme Court's decision, the failure of checks and balances within state government advances. In the absence of leadership in the halls of power, the only remaining recourse is in our hands, our votes as Wisconsin citizens. And even the vote, of course, has been deeply compromised by the same forces of hyperpartisanship. And so, as another election season ramps up, we need to recall the words of another voice of Wisconsin's tradition of political reform. In 1913, then Senator Robert Fighting Bob La Follette wrote, "We are slow to realize that democracy is a life and involves continual struggle. It is only as those of every generation who love democracy resist with all their might the encroachments of its enemies that the ideals of representative government can even be nearly approximated." Unquote. And that's Kurt Meine's editorial. I hope you will look into the Green Fire website. That's wigreenfire.org. And I also hope you will review or listen for the first time to previous readings I have done. I'm very grateful to WDRT for giving me the opportunity to put together these programs. This is Maggie Jones. I'm so glad you've been listening.